Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a ton to talk about today, and but I want to begin talking about the Sea Vision Roundtables that we're going to be holding. There are 10 of these that we're going to do around the country. We did our first one last Tuesday in Chicago. I got to tell you, you got to see this video. And I know we have video from the Vision Summit that still do. We are working our butts off. I wish I had the budget to just assign this stuff to other people so I can get it off of our plates, because Lord knows we got plenty on it. And we got a ton to talk about today. But I'm going to tell you, this summit was phenomenal. Charles Love, the executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, put this thing on with a grant that we got from one of our donors. We did this thing on a shoestring budget. We put together a panel discussion, and it was mostly targeting black parents. And we had 85 black parents sign up to attend this event. We put this event together in less than 3 weeks with Project Hood in Chicago and on Martin Luther King Drive. Do I need to tell you where we were? We have decided we're taking our message to the streets. We're putting the message into the hands of black parents and black students who are sick of what the left are doing to us in education. And by the way, what they're doing to us in education is what they're doing to us in every other aspect of what we do. So it's not just education. Look at what they're doing to us in tax policy, border policy, capitalism. They are doing everything to discourage the good. And we were talking about it. I said, well, one of the things we're going to do, just so you guys are aware, and by the way, this is good inside baseball stuff. You're getting it right as we are formulating the strategy. I said, if we were to put up a map of Starbucks around the country, and I said caramel macchiato, and I pointed to anywhere of the locations in the country on this U.S. map, what do you think I'd get? If I said white mocha, what do you think I'd get? Would it be the same? Would the formula be the same? And if you've been to Starbucks, you know what I'm talking about. Of course the formula is the same. You get a white mocha here, it'll be almost identical to a white mocha you get in another location 2,000 miles away or two blocks away. Now pop up all the different school districts on that same map and tell me what you'll get. Every one of those districts will be different. You won't know what they're up to, what they're doing. And think about it this way. We reward this incompetence. We reward the inconsistency that is all across this nation in the school system. And I'm just using the school system as an example. Government is the only place where you get rewarded. You get money when you do worse. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I got a lot to talk about today, but I'm going to talk about this roundtable because we're getting these things financed. $15,000 per location. Two locations have been sponsored so far. But let me tell you, these black parents, these leftists, and the people that were on these panels, and I'm going to give you an example of one of the guys here, Shaka Rawls, 7th year principal at Leo Catholic High School, and they tell you it's on the Chicago South Side. He's a Chicago native, got his degree from Aurora University, a master's in educational leadership from the University of Illinois at Chicago, and a PhD in educational policy studies at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He's worked in urban education for more than 20 years as a teacher. Folks, these are lefties that we had on this panel, and they will blow your mind what they came back with. We had Ted Dabrowski, president of WirePoints. Original research and commentary is what he provided about the economy of Chicago as it relates to the education system. So he's been in the Wall Street Journal, BBC, Politico, ABC, etc., CNN, Newsweek, New York Times, Fox, Forbes, 16-year international career in finance and management. He talks about the broken system. We had Gerald Morrow, 30 years of experience in Chicago public schools, 20 years as a principal, the Dunbar Vocational Academy, Career Academy principal. Prior to his role as a school principal, he was a teacher, a dean, and an assistant principal, a leader, and a coach. These are, by the way, currently working with the Southside NAACP, Chicago Public School, Black Student Success Group, and other organizational groups like that. We had Rasita Chitunda, former inner city youth Chicago Public School teacher. She founded the Coalition and Alliance of Urban School Educators called CAUSE. I mean, she was on there. And anyway, she's got a bachelor's in psychology. And then we had Natasha Dunn, born and raised in Chicago's South Side, attended an HBCU, which is a historically black college and university. She attended Shaw, got her bachelor's in psychology, 20 years of service working in a nonprofit, labor, education, etc. Folks, we did not have a bunch of conservatives spitting back a bunch of other conservative stuff. We had a bunch of people who were intrinsic to the system who came out, and what they will tell you will blow your mind. What they will tell you is exactly opposite of what the leftists want you to know. This is what we had. And we're going to do these all over the country. This is part of the Sea Vision Summit series, and they're considered roundtables. And let me tell you why I did it this way. Because last time I did a big summit, I lost my butt. I lost $20,000. I had a donor that helped me alleviate a little bit of that, but not much. I mean, I still carried the brunt of it, but I appreciate the person that kicked in on that. But the point is, this one, we put those five panelists at a location in conjunction with Project Hood in the bowels of the South Side of Chicago for $10,000 in this particular case, but we're not doing it again, and we ran it too close to the vest. So with 15 grand for us to do a location, we've got 9 others. The next location will be in June in Atlanta. We've already got Misha Maynor, who was one of our speakers. She's a Democrat who became a Republican. She did it because she noticed what Democrats were doing to harm the black community, and she's helping orchestrate Atlanta. Let me tell you this. The parents there were lined up to ask questions. We could have kept that thing going for 4 hours, but we cut it in an hour and a half. Easily could have gone for 4 hours. We had people lined up to speak and give their opinions about stuff. So this is why we're relevant. This is why what my team does is relevant, and I wanted to share that with you. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. You donate there. It is tax deductible. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got lots to talk about today, but I want to begin talking about the price of gold. A year ago, gold was at $2,000 roughly. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Today, it's at $2,400 an ounce. That's a 20% growth in 1 year. The sad thing is, that's all the growth that Joe Biden's been able to put for gold, because it grew 54% under Donald Trump. Right now, it's a scary economy for all of us. And I'm so fortunate that years ago, I invested in gold. It was with a different company than what I'm going to talk about now, which is Genesis Gold Group. You can go to KJ Gold Now, if you're interested at all in what I'm telling you. But that big of a growth in your portfolio can be significant. And I'm not telling you put everything in gold, but you should have it as a hedge against inflation. I also dare you, go look at the chart, the 5-year growth chart of gold. It's straight up. It's as linear as it gets, and that's what you want to see in a growth chart. So consider moving your IRA and investments into actual physical gold. And you can go to KJ Gold Now for more information. I'm telling you, I'm doing it. And the reason I'm doing it is for the reasons that I mentioned before. I watched my gold double. When I bought gold, when I was getting paid by my gold vendor, back in the day, I was getting gold at $1,300 bucks an ounce. It's almost doubled. So I'm the reason I'm an evangelist is because it's worked for me. Speaking of me, this is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I celebrated our success at our Sea Vision Roundtable. We're going to be doing more of those. For those of you who do want to donate tax deductibly, when you donate to me through the Warrior program or things like that, that's not tax deductible. But if you do want a tax write-off of a little larger amount, then go visit SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We're about to do some groundbreaking, turning point type like events, except our events are being held in the hood. We are inviting at-risk students and parents and things like that to come join us. And this is on the heels of a success that we recently had of getting one of our at-risk students into Hillsdale College. And I was so excited for Joe Holler and his family. This is the stuff that fuels me every day when I get up and I can point to things like this. And you know how we made this happen? Because of you. This has nothing to do with Kevin Jackson. This has to do with what you have been able to do to support the efforts of me and my team. And the reason why I'm doing this show today, sick as a dog, I feel better than what I did the other day when I had no voice. But the reason why I'm doing this is because you're important. And I want you to know every single day that I get up and have air in my lungs or lung in my air, that I can share with you the outcome of what you're doing. Every time we hang on like a hair on a biscuit and we're able to do something more, it is a reward to our perseverance and our persistence. And it is a reward to you. And unlike the government, I want you to know your money goes to work here. We had the guy that financed our first location for that Vision Summit. He was ecstatic. He watched the video and said, man, this is a linchpin of everything that we've been trying to do, guys. Said he'd been a little depressed, but he was so happy to see that. I want to move on because I want to talk about what's a big issue. I don't care about Bill Maher. I don't think Bill Maher's funny. I don't think he's that clever. In fact, I think Bill Maher is an idiot. But he's an idiot that makes millions of dollars putting out stupidity. The man is making millions of dollars, and he gets nothing right, little right. Occasionally he's right, and then we're all, here's Bill Maher. But let me tell you what, he said something recently, and it isn't that I care about what he said. It's the meaning underneath what he said, and here's what I'm talking about. I'm reading this. It says, real-time Bill Maher host took a swipe at his corporate colleagues at CNN for the network's nonstop bashing of former President Trump, suggesting it has gotten boring even for a Trump hater like himself. CNN has long been plagued with dwindling viewership, has rallied on Maher for content over the past several months, more recently deciding to air encore episodes of his HBO show on Saturday nights, as both networks are owned by Warner Brothers Discovery. The word that he used is what I want to focus on for today. Our sermon for the day is going to be on boring. Bill Maher does not like conservatives, but he is one in many ways. Oh, let me tell you what he is. He's a pick and choose. He's a menu conservative. Better put, a la carte. He wants to pick and choose his conservatism. He knows leftists are loonies, nuttier than squirrel turds, so he'll pick and choose. He knows a border invasion is wrong. He knows tax policy is wrong. He knows the war in Ukraine is wrong. He knows Hamas is a terrorist group. He knows there's far too much crime in leftist cities. He knows they are intolerable, vile human scum. But he still wants to support them because he knows that's where his bread is getting buttered. If you took away his money from leftism, that man would turn on leftists like you wouldn't believe. He flirts with the idea, but let's remember what he just said. It's getting boring. Now, typically what the left does is they exhaust us. They tell us, oh, Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. Joe Biden's not guilty of anything. They can't connect Joe Biden to anything. And they wear us down. Are you worn down? Are you worn down on border policy? Are you worn down on any of the things I just talked about? I'm not. I was on a radio show the other day, and I said, let me ask your audience one question. Tell me if you have, if your support of Donald Trump has lessened in the past 3-4 weeks since Donald Trump went from beating Joe Biden in the polls, and we'll get to that in a bit, to supposedly Joe Biden closing the gap. Tell me that your support of Trump or any of the policies that he's espoused have lessened. Do you want, are you now more lenient about the border? Are you more lenient on crime? Are you more lenient on spending? You more lenient on the wars? You more lenient on terrorism? What are you more lenient on in that past bit of time? The short answer is nothing. But let me go back to this. The left are getting bored with the tedium of the constant bashing of Trump. 91 indictments. He's guilty. Look at the 91 indictments. The 91 indictments that have brought them absolutely nothing. And now they're starting to get bored. And you know what you do when you get bored? You ignore it. And that's what Bill Maher is telling people. Here's what he says. I don't trust that anyone is giving me the full story. Have you gotten to this conclusion? Everyone is giving me their spin on the story, including the places that used to be, here's what he says, I thought, fairly neutral, like CNN, the New York Times. I think used to be a lot more neutral. Bill Maher is giving you what everybody, well, the majority of leftists are starting to feel like they're getting bamboozled.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Can't help but thank all of you for every time I get up in the morning and I do this job, if you will. It's a labor of love because it's certainly not a labor of, you know, of money. It's just a passion for wanting to see America be a better place, and I'm glad that we share this passion together. I know there are many times we talk about, you know, wanting to more voice, more recognition that's spread across the way. And the good thing I can tell you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, it is meant from the purest of places. I don't care about my reputation in the sense of, you know, I'm a big deal. And, oh, Kevin, you're in the echelons of Sean Hannity and people like that. I don't measure that way, not anymore. And to be honest with you, I feel like we do a much better job than those people. I think they squander their positions in many cases because there's so much more they could do, and they don't seem interested. These are very wealthy people now who seem to have succumbed to the wealth. And I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if I had the money, if I hit the lottery tomorrow and I wanted a free, $100 million. Did you see that lottery winner, by the way? The billionaire lottery winner that had to pay $620 million to the government? What a scam. The government has already collected enough money to pay for the lottery twice. And even when you win it, you got to pay. The government collects probably 3/4 of the winnings of any lottery. That's just pathetic. But point is, if I won the lottery tomorrow with free money, oh, heck yeah, I'd change my lifestyle. Because that's free money. But if somebody sent me, let's just say let's make it a realistic thing. Somebody sent me $2 million. Life-changing money. Kevin, here's $2 million. Wouldn't change my life. I mean, it would certainly make things easier, but it wouldn't be life-changing for me. I don't look at other people's money and with respect to this cause and think to myself, oh boy, let's go out and get ourselves some cars and stuff like that. I just replaced my car, by the way, with the identical car 2 years younger than my other vehicle. That tells you how crazy we are around here at the Jackson household. Anyway, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I apologize for my voice. But I am under the weather, still doing this show because you're important. And I'm going to wake up every day and tell you how important you are, because you are. That we could not do this without you. Given that Biden is about to get America into another war, I can bet that the reports are that he's polling better, right? And I know you would think, Kevin, you're joking. You set this up. When I wrote that, when I literally sat down to prep for the shows that I was going to be doing once I wasn't sick anymore, that was my thought. Is Joe Biden is getting us into yet another war. Inflation's bad. Border invasion. And I go through the litany all the time with you guys on what this man has done to hurt this nation. And I jokingly said, the polls will get better. Because I knew they would. I knew the joke would be on me. I knew it was sarcasm. Because that is how things work. Joe Biden has fathered two wars. Ukraine, Russia, and Hamas in Israel. But Joe Biden has many bastard children. Yeah, he's fathered rampant inflation. He's fathered this border invasion. And unlike Hunter Biden is with his daughter Navy, the one that he had with the stripper, Joe Biden proudly touts his new babies. He doesn't care about the devastating results on the American economy, the American citizen, the American taxpayer, the American communities that are, he's wreaking havoc on. He doesn't care. Almost since Biden's residency, from the very beginning, he's experienced a downward trend in popularity. Go look. You don't have to believe me. 81 million votes, they told us this man got. He couldn't possibly hope to get anywhere close to that number in 2024. You agree or disagree? Is Biden going to get more votes this year or less? Donald Trump got 74 million votes. What do you think he's going to get? You think that since Donald Trump ran, has he gotten less popular or more popular? I mean, yeah, I'm not going to answer those questions for you. That's for you. But the reason that Joe Biden is, from the very moment that they fictitiously told us that man got 81 million votes, whatever the real number was, probably 65 million, he has dropped every single time in every single demographic. I know it doesn't make sense what I said earlier, but you know what I'm talking about. It's dropped. Biden's wars have cost America trillions of dollars. Biden has given more money to Ukraine than he has to the United States Marine Corps. That is the tip of the spear of our fighting arm. And what of Biden's strategy, folks, to fund Iran? He gave those people $6 billion for five relatively mundane Americans in comparison to the people that Iran got and lifted the sanctions. We talked about this the other day. So he is the man who funded Hamas's attacks on Israel. He gave Hamas the money so they could, in October 7, go kill over 2,000 Jews indiscriminately, rape women and children, kidnap them, put them through the most horrible, horrible experiences, and hardly a word's being said about it. Can you imagine if Donald Trump was that careless and that callous and had done something so bad? I'm sure leftist historians will equate Joe Biden's strategy with that of Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan. You want to know why? Because neither of them could have brought down America. But certainly, Joe Biden appears to be well on his way. I want you to stop for a second and ask yourself, is this the act of a president? Is this the act of somebody who has our best interest in mind? He starts wars that we have nothing to do with. Ukraine has nothing to do with us. He makes it a national cause. Think about what it took for us to get dragged into World War I. Then think about what it took for us to get dragged into World War II. There was an attack on Pearl Harbor that got us dragged into World War II. Now, people would argue, well, Kevin, we certainly needed to stop Nazi aggression. Yeah, it was actual aggression. Oh, but Kevin, it certainly seems that way with Crimea and all that. Let me tell you something. The more you learn about why Russia went into Crimea, why they went into Ukraine, the more you understand that they had every right to do that. I don't know how much people know about this. We were trying to put a naval base in Crimea, And that's why we toppled the Ukrainian government and put them in place so that we could do that. And this was during the time of Obama. And Putin saw it and said, no way are you going to put a naval base, which is the Russians, that is the only warm water port for Russia. You think we're going to let you put a base there? There is no country on the planet who would not have done what Putin did. And you can argue it all you want. That is a fact. He's got nothing but cold water ports except Crimea. And you think he's going to let them, that he's going to let Ukraine stand in the way of the Russians' probably core naval intelligence center? I know this. I've studied it. I'm not giving you conjecture. So if you want to go look it up, go look it up for yourself. Go talk to other people. Go talk to war strategists. I certainly have a four-star general. I've been his ear enough for him to tell me why things have happened. So these are the reasons for these things. But going back to Joe Biden, look at the things this man has done and ask yourself, are these things that you would recommend if you were the president of the United States? This man, I mean, looking at his inflation numbers, he inflates these numbers. They come down a little bit. He tells you, hey, be happy I brought them down. Don't be upset that I raised them, but be happy I'm bringing them down. This is his strategy. I've said it once and I'll say it again. The things that Joe Biden is doing to this country should have this man imprisoned. And yet they want to run him as a potential candidate. Well, I don't believe these numbers, but I'm going to tell you this. They're starting to bamboozle you. This is what I started with. Joe Biden's about to get us into yet another war. One of our enemies has been attacked. He funded them. And the inflation rampant, all the problems that Joe Biden and his team have created still are out there. But he's closing the gap. Joe Biden has suddenly made, I don't know when it was, maybe I was asleep, but he has suddenly made this dramatic turn, and now everybody loves the man. He's back to being everybody's grandpa, everybody's uncle. I'm not buying it. And we're going to delve into that here in a bit. Yeah.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You couldn't put a worse president of the United States in place if you were America's mortal enemy. The Chinese could have selected a president randomly out of the 1.6 billion Chinese, and we would have been better off with that person than we are with Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about how Joe Biden and his illegitimate children, which I guess I wouldn't call them illegitimate because Bidenflation, he fathered that mess, didn't he? The wars that we currently fight, he fathered that mess. He's certainly the stepdaddy of crime if he's not the father. I won't make him the father, but I'll make him the stepdaddy. He's destroyed companies. He's destroyed families. He's destroyed lives. He's destroyed the military, capitalism. He's the stepdaddy of destroying the education system. What is it that these people want to do? You have to ask yourself, what is the end game with them? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The border invasion by itself, think of all the impact that it has on society. Every tentacle of America is touched when you bring a citizen into the United, an illegal into the United States. And it's worse when they bring them in and then they act as if these people are citizens, and the far worse, treat them better than they do the very citizens of this country, the tax-paying citizens. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. It continues. Even knowing the devastation of what these people are doing in this country. Illegals beating up cops. If they'll beat up cops, what will they do to you? Do I need to tell you? We've got overcrowded cities that are being exacerbated. The problem is being exacerbated because they bring in more people. That leads to what? More overcrowded cities. Overcrowded cities have what? Overcrowded schools. Overcrowded jails. Overburdened social welfare systems. We've got poor Americans fighting for dwindling resources. And they bring in more. They bring in people worse off than Americans. I mean, it's tough to be worse off in America. So can you imagine when you come here, what you must be going through? I mean, the worst that we have, they live in luxury compared to what these people come. These people coming in are like, what? I'll have some more of that, Alex, for 2000. And what about America's school children? Come on, Republicans. You bring in illegals, you put them in black and brown neighborhoods. These kids suffer the most. And Republicans won't call it racist. I was talking to the guy that runs the Senate committee, the National Senate, NRSC, I think it's called. I was talking to this guy, Senator Daines, out of Montana. And I said to him, when are you guys going to market? Sex trafficking, human trafficking is what the Democrat Party is all about. When they open that border and you don't market it that way, you put these schools in black neighborhoods, you're racist. You're targeting black and brown students, targeting them, making them the worst of the worst. How dare you? And all of this occurs in the midst of the worst four-year presidency since the Great Depression. And we make no headway. When the media puts out, oh, Joe Biden's leading in the polls, and we Republicans don't push back and go, are you people smoking your own dope? What are you talking about? Here's from Newsweek. With 7 months to go until the presidential election, incumbent Joe Biden is beating his Republican challenger Donald Trump in a series of recent polls. The Democrat is leading Trump in 10 separate polls conducted in the last month. Although, I love this part, experts have cautioned that it is still too early to call the election, and Trump is polling higher than Biden in other polls, too. Oh, they admit it. Trump does have a few polls. They left some wiggle room. What a laughable comment. But it gets worse. Because as Newsweek then listed the polls where Biden was supposedly leading Trump, and here's what the polls would say. I'm just going to give you a few highlights. Race narrowing. Biden, highest approval since November. Really? What was it in November? As my buddy would say, lower than the teats on a pregnant weenie dog walking in a wagon rut. Headlines, folks, don't believe any of them. And if you have to, explain to those who may get caught up in this, because it's easy to go, oh my gosh, the tide is turning. Whenever you think that, As I said it earlier, ask yourself a simple question. What are you going to do? Are they convincing you? In other words, you could tell, oh, Joe Biden's leading in the polls. And I go, well, I tell you what, I don't know what those other people are thinking. But gas just went back to $5 a gallon in my neck of the woods. My rent hasn't gone down. Food prices still scare the crap out of me when I go to the grocery store. I still don't go out to eat. Haven't had a real vacation in years. Other than if you want to call seeing my kid get married was one, but it wasn't much of a vacation because Melissa and I both worked while we were in Switzerland. So it wasn't a vacation. It wasn't no white folks' vacation. I'll put it that way. So you can tell me all you want. You can talk negatively about Trump. You can tell me what he said. You can tell me how great Biden is. But at the end of the day, I know where I stand. It is complete and utter misinformation to believe otherwise. Here's Joe Biden himself saying he's ahead. Check this out.
I've been to every single of the toss-up states so far. And guess what? If you knock anybody who knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll these days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're ahead in 35 polls.
You can tell when Biden's on the end of his string, you know, when his Adderall's running out. His voice gets real strained. Yeah, man. He sounds like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. Yeah. We'll make him an offer he can't refuse. So, Joe Biden says he's ahead in 35 polls. I told you, Newsweek had him leading in 10 polls. Well, it's tripled since that. Since I got the first report, it's tripled, guys. Who knew it could move that quickly? So, I'll ask you this. Do a little research. When was the last time that Donald Trump was comfortably ahead of Biden? Go find that time. And then ask yourself, what changed in the world, in America, in the life of Joe Biden, in the life of Donald Trump, that could have impacted the polls to shift so far away from Trump and towards Joe Biden? Give me one thing. Oh, Kevin, Joe Biden gave money to the college kids to pay off their student loans. It wasn't broad-based. What he ended up doing there was he ended up making them mad because he paid it off for some of them, but he didn't pay it off for all of them. So who got paid, who didn't? What's he done? I gave you one of the things you could tell me, oh, Kevin, oh, okay. So did that do it? The youth vote is suddenly for Joe Biden? Because I promise you, I can find a youth poll that will differ. It will absolutely differ with what you're going to, you know, try to propose to me. So what is it? Is Joe Biden getting any younger? Did Joe Biden suddenly become more coherent? I just played the clip where he talked about being ahead by 35 different polls, and the dude sounded like he was, you know, somebody come get me and take me to bed. He's not coherent. And despite his team trying to sell the economy as a win, I've yet to see any evidence of this. In fact, what I see, what I hear, and what I experience prove otherwise. Joe Biden has not improved in a single category. In fact, I would argue it's gotten worse. We have the risk of a war with Iran. The messaging around inflation is not working. Donald Trump is gaining more steam, as he should. Cases against Trump are dropping off. I could go down the list. But Biden's numbers are pretty easy to figure out. They're fake.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
7.